Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We have a follow-up report today on last week's IPM school in Princeton, IPM being Integrated Pest Management, and that's simply an approach to pest management that uses all available tools, not just pesticides. One of the guest speakers at last week's event was the new state apiarist, Tammy Horn, who was asked to bring her perspective to IPM.
I was flattered to be asked, because IPM has been an important part of beekeeping management for a good 20 years. And I think that there is some overlap between the beekeeping and, say, for instance, soybean growers. I think that they're, you know, the two communities are beginning to work closer every year.
As you might imagine, bees are sensitive to pesticides, and Tammy Horn says that's exactly why beekeepers pay close attention to any new developments in integrated pest management.
IPM developed in beekeeping as a way to give beekeepers any other options except chemicals, and we would only use chemicals as a very last resort. When we began to see, for instance, that the colony was failing and there was just no other way, you know, to deal with varroa mites, that's when we would use chemicals.
In recent years, however, two pest product manufacturers have been developing products that can be useful to beekeepers. Horn feels that if all else fails, it's important to have these products available as a last resort. We'll be right back.
From trees that need planting to decks that need building, you've got a lot to do. And for every digging project, you need to contact Kentucky 811 first. Well, now you can just go online to 811now.com. 811 Now is an online system that lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. That means less time on the phone and more time for planning your project. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
Kentucky state apiarist Tammy Horn says the biggest threat to bees is the varroa mite. The tiny insect enters the hive and uses the bee larvae there as a site for laying eggs for baby mites. She says one way to deal with that is to remove a queen from the hive. Drastic, she says, but that action has two impacts on the mite's reproductive cycle.
And the mites breed in those places where she lays eggs. So when I take that queen out, then I am breaking up a mite reproduction cycle. And that's a non-chemical control that, one, the mites can't get resistant to. It's cheap. I like to throw new genetics into my yard because that's also part of handling pests.
Horn says homeowners can help protect bees, too. If pesticide application has to be done around the garden, spray early or late in the day. Never when the wind can cause spray drift. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.